we'll talk boys golf as they were at Goodland yesterday. A windy open country golf meet there in Goodland. Good competition there, and I think they ended up in fourth place as a team. But nonetheless, some good competition there yesterday. We got a couple of the freshmen who were up on the varsity side of things, and starting off here with Jackson Rumford. And he understand he's making his debut on the show here. How are you doing this evening?
Not too bad. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. You're like the, I'm trying, third or fourth Rumford to be on the radio here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Second to varsity golf meet in your high school career yesterday. You go to Goodland, and how was that experience for you?
Well, it was blowing about 40 all day. I don't know what the gusts were, but it just wasn't very fun. It was a bad day of golf for everyone.
Yeah, that's tough, but I think there's some things you can learn a lot from that. What are some things that maybe you had to do a little different golfing and win like that?
Well, I definitely kept it a little bit lower. Didn't pull out the flop shot very much. And, I don't know, just kept everything pretty low, I guess.
I know, considering how tough it was, the conditions and everything, did you feel like it was an okay day, though?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I don't really know. No one really shot very well. I don't think it was the. I don't know. I just really don't know.
It's just one of those days here. But what are some things that you are continuing to pick up upon as you push through your first year of high school golf here?
Wait, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
What would you like to see? Maybe what are some things you're continuing to try to improve upon here in your first year of high school golf?
Just keep having fun and just definitely get better as a team and push each other in practice and just stay disciplined and keep getting better.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Well, what's maybe a ideal score you'd like to see as well?
Well, I think I should be shooting in the 80s normally, but it's not gonna happen every time, you know.
Yeah, well,
every day's, yeah.
It's going to happen, right?
And yeah.
You're going to get that hole-in-one, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, well.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon, yeah. All right, it's freshman Jackson Rumford joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. And good job, first time on the radio and everything, and good luck to you coming up here.
Yep, thanks.
All right, once again, Jackson Rumford joining us here, and we got another first-timer here on the show, and another freshman, Eli Listenby. All right, yep. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Yesterday, you had the same conditions there as Jackson, of course, at Goodland, and a little windy there. And was it tough to kind of focus? I know with the wind playing into that, was it tough to kind of block out those possible tough conditions there yesterday?
Oh, yeah, definitely tough to, focus on your shots. I mean, hearing the wind go by, it's just very takes your mind off your swing.
And it probably had to be even more difficult that the wind changed directions probably in the middle of the meet, didn't it?
Yep, it did.
I mean, that's just, you're figuring it out there, and all of a sudden, boom, you got to go a different direction. Mm-hmm. But did it make that much of a difference going 18 holes?
I think so, yeah. I mean, front nine was definitely different than the back with the wind changing. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you – second varsity golf meet, what were some things maybe overall better for you compared to the first time around?
Well, my score dropped a little bit. Definitely hit better shots, I think. Hit more better shots. That's probably it. I mean, definitely improved, though.
And what are some things that you're looking to continue to improve on here to keep with the varsity side of things?
Just keep the score low. Probably shoot for low 90s. High 80s. Just keep getting better and having fun. I mean, that's all you can ask for, really.
Well, you guys are definitely off to a good start here this year, so hopefully things continue to get better for you guys. And good job here. First time, were you a little nervous being on the radio?
Yeah, a little nervous.
You weren't too bad. I mean, I figured maybe you'd ask pointers from Shelby from earlier this year. She's been on the radio a few times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, hey, good job there, and keep up the good work. Good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, freshman Eli Listen will be joining us here on our coaches show from Scott City Ace Hardware here, and we're going to be joined here with Coach Brian Gentry here momentarily as he'll get the headset on here, and he survived the wind at Goodland yesterday. And, Coach, I know it was one of those days that was tough conditions, but everybody had to be in it. Fourth place as a team, you saw a couple of new teams you hadn't faced all year, and one of those being Colby. And I guess considering everything, how did you feel like your team came out and competed?
You can always say, you know, things could have been better. As I saw those guys around the course yesterday, it was more just of a mental challenge than anything. Understanding that, you know, you don't have to swing harder into the wind because it just really affects the ball in a different way. But, you know, they were getting wind from all sides. You know, that course plays in all different directions. So you were playing downwind, upwind, you know, crosswinds. So it's tough, but it's really more of a mental grind than it is anything else. And you could tell, you know, it was wearing on a lot of kids. But at the same time, like you said, you know, everybody had to go through it. You know, at the beginning of the tournament, we were debating on whether or not to send them all off on the front nine. So if it got too bad, you know, we could call it at nine holes. Once we made the decision to put them out there on all 18 holes, they were going to have to battle through it. And I'll tell you, when the wind adjusted and it all came out of the north, it got pretty cold. And so, again, you know, just another mental hurdle that you have to get over. And they're going to be all the better for it. Mm-hmm. You know, conditions, the first tournament, you know, Eli and Jackson were first tournament, you know, in Garden City. And then, you know, the second tournament, you get that wind. So, our team score is going to be it's going to drop significantly. But it was good to see and get a feel for, you know, where Colby's at as far as where their team is, because that's the regional we go to. And it'll be the team that we're competing against. So it was good to you know, get an eye on them and see what they're capable of. You know, our guys right now are they're capable of so much more. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of our score is, you know, 50 yards and in. So it's kind of developing some of that touch. And, you know, everybody, you know, whether you're, you know, a freshman, you know, or you know, a sophomore, a lot of it is, I just want to hit the ball far. If you're not really a player, you know, a student of the game, you don't really understand that it's not all about distance. You know, all those numbers add up around the greens, unfortunately. And so that's where we really have to focus in. And you know, the first two tournaments really pointed that out. So it was a challenging day, but, you know, they came through it better.
Definitely a lot to take away from yesterday there, Goodland, and surviving the conditions and whatnot. But now you look ahead, I believe it's another 18-hole course for you next, coming up Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
We lucked out. We were going to be down a tournament. Okay. Because the Lakin tournament got moved to yesterday. So we weren't going to be able to play in it, but they canceled theirs, and they moved it to tomorrow. So we're actually going to go tomorrow. Jackson and Eli – they're both in band, so they're not going to be able to go. So we had a 9-hole playoff with our JV guys, and Mateo is going to make his varsity debut tomorrow, and so is Tracer Chapman.
Well, that's got to be fun as well, and an opportunity for, you know, some of those ones that are down in the 7 and 8 spots there in to work their way up and get some varsity experience.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you know, we've kind of addressed the fact that, you know, a lot of kids, when they go out and play golf, they just think they're going to go out there and play, and that's what practice is like. And there's really no better you know, practice and experience when it comes to golf, because you get to practice a lot of different shots when you're out there, because we hit it everywhere. Mm-hmm. We kind of addressed the fact that we have to open it up, and now there's going to be challenges. It's almost going to be like that wrestling format, mm-hmm. where when we have a day, you know, where guys aren't going everywhere, usually it's a Wednesday, we're going to have challenges. You know, our top three JV can challenge any of the lower, you know, guys on the varsity spots. And it's going to make them focus in more on their game. For whatever reason it is, kids are more competitive against their friends than they are against the competition. Yeah. And it's a little strange, but that's kind of what we're doing right now, and it'll be exciting. You know, Mateo, he's got some game. He's played a little bit, you know, over in Italy, and so it'll be exciting for him. I know Tracer, it'll be exciting for him. It's a little bit probably more nerve-wracking being in a varsity competition, but the good part is Mateo and Tracer both played at Lakin Monday, so they're yeah. familiar with the course, and so it'll be good. You know, it doesn't look like it's going to be 40-mile-an-hour, you know, winds for 5.5 hours straight, gusting at like 60. So we should, you know, be able to handle the conditions tomorrow fine.
Should be interesting there. Once again, Scott City at Lakin on the Thursday, and then go to Ulysses on Monday. Yep. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. And thanks again, Coach, for the time here. Good luck to you guys coming up.
All right. Thanks, Adam.